The following is a chat with artist Semizu Matsuki. She describes her life in the early 1960s as an Air Force wife in Europe and America with her then-husband, NCO Herman Berry. She's being interviewed by Ron Huber.
My daily life at that time was, you know, just like a typical of average American serviceman's wife stationed in Europe. And since I was one of the youngest ones, you know, I was about 26 years old or so. And, I was sort of like best delinquent. For instance, like a good example is that when I finished the Major Bong's portrait, you know, and they made a big deal out of it. They invited Fintina and Ambassador Harrison Luxembourg and all those people. And naturally, artists should be there to chop those tables. At that last moment, they decided not. Because my reputation was so bad. Yeah, you believe it, but that's how it went.
What was the bad reputation?
I'm a drunk. I was going to say that around that time, right? I have two friends, one German, one British, and me, right? Those are three youngest ones, and they don't have really just a young wife. I just married 1 year later or something,
right,
you know.
Right.
They are pretty much the same condition, so naturally you get bored, you know. What did I just sit inside the house, you know? I took those of all the class, dependent can take everything, anything, it doesn't matter whatever it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep the time. But anyway, I think I told you, my British friend, she's a real adventurous, you know.
Oh yeah, what was her name?
Sheila.
Yeah.
Sheila Hicks. Yeah. And, you know, I've differences with her anyway by then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then one said, how, you know, then I found it out. She goes to the club around 10 o'clock. That's when the cocktail lounge opened. Not down to cocktail lounge, but then, before noon, it is just a lounge, you know. That's where you get coffee and read a newspaper and stuff like
right.
that. And really nice, you know, there's a red carpet, there's a nice sofa, quiet, nice music there, there's a bar.
Right.
And that's where Sheila just hung around there, you know. Then you just chat, talk around, country club, you know. So I didn't know, you know, I'm a Japanese, we don't have that kind of lifestyle whatsoever, you know. But when I asked her, you know, she invited me to come, you know, why you just sit there, you know, be a good housewife, one thing, but you're also a young girl, and let's enjoy ourselves, you know. Yeah, so, you know, just, she just said, come on, let's go. And so from that point on, every day, we sit at the lunch and had a coffee and the newspaper and, you know, just a lot of people come and go, and Sheila is such an outstanding looking woman,
right.
And British, and oh, you should listen to her. Oh, elegant voice, that's a British accent, royal accent, eh? She comes from this, what's the privileged class, royal
so
class.
It wasn't sort of a cockney.
No. Her father is a lord or something. So all those American people in the field are fascinated by. So as soon as, you know, if you're hanging out with Sheila, there's no empty seat. People bring a seat and all line up there.
What do you mean they bring a seat?
You sit at the top of the table, that's why you sit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then, if you know, I walk into the club and sit with the Sheila, then a lot of people want to talk to her, you see, and may I sit with you, and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
You know, you have the smallest table is about 2 seats, at least 4 to 6, because NCO club is usually a couple, pair,
right.
You know. And so, like, we go to NCO club, and even if we sitting, like, four, you know, just passing for four table. Then sooner or later, about 10 minutes later, some GI comes around, may I sit there, you know, and the devil by you. Then there's no woman's liberation or anything else. Right? Once man sits on your table, man's the one got pay, everything else. That's all the custom, yeah, 1960, yeah. Very different, you know, that pretty much just a band of videos, you know, band of videos, the etiquette book. that's a norm most of American ladies follow, you see. But anyway, that's how we spend the morning and we talk about and we go do talk about politics, Vietnam and all that, even that, even that. I met a couple of poets.
Oh, really?
And I met a CIA guy, and I have my own personal friends.
We know that Helby wasn't really thrilled by that, though.
Well, but so what he can do? There's a shuttle bus going on, and you know, I can go everywhere I want all by myself.
Right.
You know? Maybe he didn't like it, but I never really thought he could get all the, you know. Just about the most housewives doing the same thing,
right.
Around in the club, and they played as a shot machine. That's where they hang around. Yeah, there are lots of stuff going on in the NCO club.
Okay.
Yeah, band is keep playing, you just dancing, right. Dancing around, you know.
So, all right, now, then there were the parties that were held at home.
My husband, very clear cut about promotion. He really wanted to promote it.
And that was a non-combat time.
Then, yeah, it's a peace time in Europe, mm-hmm. And don't do money, nothing to do, and you know, hanging around.
Peacetime promotions are not on Valor because there's no chance for it, so.
Yeah. So like that's a peacetime army. Then there was famous two ways to get promotion: one brown nosing and apple poisoning. And my husband made it brown nosing for the NCO and apple poisoning for officers. Then every week, Friday and Saturday is party night. You know,
at somebody's home.
My home. That's when my husband likes to carry. Like for instance, like if some famous band like Johnny Cash or someone comes to the club, right?
Yeah.
And he bugging and eventually he got invited to all the band people to my house and his house. That's his usual pattern of behavior, you see. So naturally, he has to keep every room, you know. Then one reason we could keep up is that I'm a Japanese, right?
Right.
And they can freely discuss all kinds of what's called occupation related.
Right.
They don't understand what's going on. That's the best part, you see. You know, I was just married a couple of years, and my English is so horrible, and no one could understand my English, and I have to write down most of the things.
And that's when
I couldn't understand what the things they're talking about.
That's when you began keeping those two.
Yeah, I was like waitress or something. I did all the Japanese sukiyaki and all the exotic Japanese foods, and decorate the house and clean up and set the table and, you know,
yeah.
And just sit there on the table, and most of the time I don't know what's going on because, you know, they're talking about they're all the Air Force people, right? Talking about the Air Force and now, this and that, and
right.
I wasn't particularly interested either. Then I was just sitting there, sort of like a couple of people ask, how is Japan like, and
polite questions that people
ask. Yeah, just if you see some Japanese woman sitting on the table, you ask a couple of questions, right? That kind of stuff. And this sort of stuff, I just have the people, the sukiyaki, who know the stuff.
It's for your husband's benefit, these events.
Oh, yeah, it is. I wanted him to promote and make more money, too.
Right.
So it was very successful. Finally, right after I have a recitation, we give a best party.
There.
Yeah.
Became a sought for invitation then.
Well, yeah, we had a real, we had a musketeer, you know, we used to call D'Artagnan and the three musketeers. And, you know, they're all three, four in the Japanese eye, and British and Sheila, and German and Rita. And then, right, we're just hanging around because the American people don't know how to enjoy, right? So we enjoy, you know. We know how to enjoy, especially here, and she's an expert of some fun seeking girl. Rita is also beautiful German girl. So we are hanging around with Sheila and Linda, Rita, all of some guy will be hanging around and buy you everything else, right? So yeah. Yeah, so long as my husband is okay, you know, I mean, so long as I don't spend his money, and then I just hang out and see that, but, you know, I'm a woman too.
So now let's go ahead to that day, the final party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Michigan. It was some kind of occasion. And I painted the base commander's portrait, you know. Then the local newspaper featured and all this stuff, right?
This was after Major Vong's portrait?
A couple of years later, yeah. Yes. Okay. I came back from Germany and stationed in Michigan, Alphonse, Michigan. I think it's very close to Canada, and they have some kind of celebration, a base celebration. And they invited us Canadian people, force soldiers.
Military.
Yeah, military. Then they had some kind of party in officers' club, and after party, you know, they would come to my place because I painted the best commander's portrait, right? And best commander's wife really liked it. And then afternoon, she had nothing to do, no kids, nothing. Me, I was the same way. She used to visit me, you know. So she brought all those Canadian soldiers and everyone else to my place, dumb.
So,
and I had a piano.
So was there piano playing at that?
Oh, yeah, I had a piano, yeah.
Did you play?
Sometimes I play, but the best commander's wife is a good piano player. It's like a jazz type, so people can dance, you know. The Canadians, you know, we're talking about this, like Mayday, they don't say Mayday, but something like Roger, all kinds of
schedule.
We had a pretty good party, right?